chemical reactions of cellular membranes in all living cells that utilize oxygen as part of cellular respiration. The Krebs Cycle.
Hey everybody, this is Adam, and you are listening to The Krebs Cast, the audio supplement of my blog, thekrebscycle.blogspot.com, and if you are a first-time listener, welcome, and if you're a listener that is coming back, thanks for coming back to listen to me. So, for those of you that are where I've already listened to my podcast, you probably noticed that I made a new intro this time, and I just had some time today, and I was just playing around with GarageBand, and I decided to make something new. I incorporated some, movie quotes in there. I thought that was kind of fun. I got that inspiration actually from some other podcasts, like Donnie does that over at Fresh and Tasty, and also Darren over at All Preparation No H. So I just thought that'd be a lot of fun. Those are some of my favorite movie quotes. I don't know if you noticed, but the very first one was like Hal from 2001, and what else? Oh, Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet, which is just a crazy fucked up movie, and I love that. And of course, Mommy Dearest, Faye Dunaway. I mean, how could any self-respecting fag not incorporate Faye Dunaway, Mommy Dearest, into their podcast? I just don't understand how you could not do that. And then also Sigourney Weaver from Aliens, I think. It was the sequel where she's talking about the only way to be sure that to destroy them is to nuke it. And I share her sentiment, really. I mean, you can never be certain that something's completely destroyed unless you've nuked it. So, but anyway, I had a lot of fun making that. And also, if you're a returning podcaster, I hope you noticed that the sound quality is better, maybe, of my voice, because I got this new headset. I'm really excited about it. I think I mentioned it in my blog. It's awesome. It's a Plantronics, DSP-500, if any of you are wondering and you're like, oh, gee, I want one too. But anyway, no, I wanted it. It's funny because a couple of months ago when I first started doing the audio blogger thing, I mentioned that with the cell phone, because of Say It Sunday, I did the audio blogger thing where you can call a number with your cell phone and it'll record a wave file of your voice. And I said on that I kind of wanted to get into podcasting, but I didn't really have the time or resources. But it turns out I already had pretty much everything that I needed to do this. So it's pretty cool. I have a Mac, so it comes with this program called GarageBand, which I really love. I'm able to do all the mixing and everything in it, and I'm actually recording this in GarageBand now. So, but really, and even if you don't have a Mac, it's really not that difficult to do it. You just need a microphone and some kind of recording device, and then you just need somewhere to put up your audio. That's it. And there's lots of sites where you can do that. But anyway, enough of that. I don't know. I'm just sitting around tonight. Didn't do much last night. What did I do? This week, actually, it's been really rough for me to get back to work. It's been so slow at work and everything. So I've been really, really tired, because if, I stay at work and, I go there this week and I just show up and I'm just sitting around doing nothing. And it's really hard for me. I'd much rather be busy than just doing nothing. So, and I don't know, that also affects the way I sleep, I think, too. And I wasn't going to the gym and I was just miserable. So last night, this morning I woke up like at 1 and my whole day was ruined. It sucked because I wanted to get up and be productive, but that didn't happen. So, we just kind of farted around all day and chatted with some people online, and then made this mix. But it was funny because tonight I found myself doing something very glamorous. We Brad and I decided to pop open a fine bottle of our $6 champagne that we bought for the new year, and I made some tater tots in the oven, and we sat down and watched White Chicks. Yeah, we're real classy here at Shea Adam. So but no, it was funny. It was funny. It was on our TiVo, and we wanted to see it. And that movie was actually really funny. And when we were watching it, and in the beginning of the movie, these, you know, these three female, you know, like there's always like the female sidekick characters or something, you know. The premise is that there's these two FBI agents, they're black and they dress up as these rich socialite white chicks, and there's, you know, usually in these movies about girls there's always like three female sidekicks, and so the three female sidekicks come up, and I screamed like a little girl, because one of the female sidekicks, the character Karen, was played by this girl I went to high school with, Busy Phillips, and it was just so weird because, you know, she's in movies, because I was in theater in high school. I was in some plays with her, and it was really weird. And her mom actually went to my church. I was very, very, very devout as in high school, and I was a lector. I read the word of the Lord to everybody actually at church. So, and she was her mom was my lector coach, you know, 'cause she was dramatic also, but it was just really weird to see her. And probably because she was kind of like an enemy of mine in high school. She wasn't an enemy per se, but she was just somebody that, I don't know. I loved to hate her, I think is what it was, more than anything. And my friends and I were always like bringing her up just because we hate her so much. I don't know. I don't hate her, but blah. I don't know. I just don't want her to listen to this and be like, oh, Adam, but like, well, not like she cares though. She's not going to listen to this. She's too busy screwing Tom Hanks' son. Anyway, at any rate, it was just really weird to see her. I guess she's doing well for herself if she was in White Chicks. So, but anyway, no, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. I'm going to be less judgmental and more social, because I don't go out enough, I don't think. So that's why I went out last night with some friends actually from work, and I got a drink with them. But anyway, just farting around the house. Oh, and I was just watching, what was I watching? Oh, I was just watching this. We had this thing on our TiVo. It's a Martha Stewart. It's like a countdown, like top 50 good things. And I was just like, just screaming with delight at each one of them. I'm a Martha Stewart fan. I can't help it. You know, a lot of people think she's annoying, but I love it. I've said it before on a podcast, and I'm going to say it again. She just wants things to be beautiful and perfect and nice, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't know why people get so upset and they call her a snob or something, but, you know, I think we can all use a little bit of beauty in our lives, so I don't really see what's so wrong with that. But she had her, and I can't help but chuckle at some of these things. Some of them are just so ridiculously over the top. Like, one of them was, oh, she did the potato stamps. You know, I did those when I was a kid, you know, like for fun, you know, in Boy Scouts, because that's what you do in Boy Scouts, masculine things like that. You know, you make stamps out of potatoes and decorate cards for your mama. Yeah, that's Boy Scouts for you. Anyway, so she made those potato stamp things, and she mentioned that it's a great idea to decorate all of your cocktail napkins before you have, it's like, who's going to break open their cocktail napkins, cut the potato thing, and stamp every single one of the cocktail napkins? The damn thing's just going to get crumpled up and thrown on the floor or something. That was one of the things I thought was ridiculous, but I still liked it. Maybe I'll do it, you know. If, all right, here's the deal, like, you know, if anybody here is listening to this, you come to my house and you're at a party at my house and I have potato stamped cocktail napkins, you can make fun of me. But anyway, I thought it was amusing. But she also has all these other ideas. They're just so over the top. But yeah, so work is just like so slow this week. But those of you that don't know, I work in research. I do immunology research here in Big D. I was doing stem cell research up until about August, but I do immunology research. It's really interesting. It's a fascinating job, but, you know, science is one of those things. It's not, there's not always something to do. There's a lot of times where you set something up and you have to wait. You just have to wait because you can't hurry, like, you know, cells and stuff, like, you know, when you set up your experiments, you can't just, you know, hurry it up. So you sit around, you do a lot of waiting, but it's fine. That's what the internet's for, right? But, you know, and it's funny, I was thinking about that, earlier today. I was like wondering, how did I don't even know how I got into science. And I think, well, part of it was because you know, my brother passed away from HIV when I was 13 years old. I wrote a series of posts about that, so in my blog. But he passed away from HIV, and I think really some of my impetus for getting into science was that I wanted fucking revenge, you know, like I was, and I kind of made a resolution that I was going to find a cure for this shit, you know, like and fix it, because it's a terrible thing, you know, AIDS and HIV. So I think that's how I got into it. But you know, and at first I wanted to be a doctor, but then I got into college and I realized that was just not for me. But nothing else really interested me in college. Nothing really caught my attention. But and science was really the only thing that I found interesting. And I worked in labs all through high school, all through college actually. And you know, I got paid for it, and I would go in late at night and just like wash dishes and do kind of just basic crap, like lab support shit. But you know, eventually you get exposed to things. So that's how I got started in that. And then I've gotten exposed to a wide variety of research. I've done entomology, so I've studied bugs, and I did some plant biology, and I've worked with mice and rats, and now I'm working with human stuff. So it's pretty cool. But it was really interesting, because I was thinking, like, how the hell did I get involved in this shit? But recently, you know, in the past couple of years, I've just been thinking, you know, well, here's the deal. I only have a bachelor's degree, and every time I'm in a job, people are always asking me, do you want to go back for a PhD? And I'm like, no, I don't really. And the thing is now I have more interests, and I'm interested in other things, you know, like this for what I'm doing right now, like podcasting. This is pretty cool, and blogging, like, this is really great, you know, because I have a creative aspect to me. I have a scientific side to me. Actually, there's a lot to me that's very scientific, and I'm very skeptical of things, and, you know, I'm just very analytical. But also, I have a creative side to me, and I think that's been developing more and more now that I've been out of university and working in science. So it's weird, because I find myself thinking, if I went back to school, what would I do differently? And I'm thinking, you know, I would take things like architecture or art history, things, you know, certain things like that, maybe some film, I don't know, or definitely literature, because I really love literature. I'd love to just, you know, engross myself in Shakespeare or something like that. But it's interesting how I've changed so much since then, you know, since I thought I knew what I wanted to do. Because when I went into college, I thought science, you know, it's all I ever wanted to do. I thought I would just be totally happy doing that. And I'm happy. I'm relatively happy with my job. But there's other things that I wish I could make a living doing that I think I would probably have more fun with, you know, like architecture. So, and just this, I mean, if I could make money doing this, this would be fucking terrific. I mean, I don't know how you'd go about doing that. I guess you just have to get discovered by somebody, and somebody has to, like, I don't know, try and sell, like, rotisserie chicken machines on your podcast or something, like Ron Popeil or something, I don't know. But that's it. Yeah, it was just really weird thinking about that. But, and then in the news, oh, yeah, because I was sitting around at work this week doing nothing, the news is just, this week has been so just surreal, I think, in terms of the news. You know, Sharon had the stroke and everything, and then you have Pat Robertson getting on TV and saying that that's God's will. I mean, what is with that man, you know? Like, that's just not attractive. That's not a really good way. I mean, you know, you think he's trying to be somebody that maybe is trying to sway people that are kind of so-so about religion and kind of like, well, I don't know. And you think if he wanted to attract people that he would say nice things, but he doesn't. He's a complete jackass. But and you know, he's always been a jackass, because actually there's a movie, and if y'all haven't seen it yet, you should go check it out. Did you notice my y'all? Even though I'm not from Texas, I say y'all now because I've been here long enough. I've adapted. I've taken it up into my vernacular. But anyway, there's this movie y'all should see. It's really, really good. It's called The Eyes of Tammy Faye. And it's a documentary about Tammy Faye Baker. and it's narrated by RuPaul. It's really, really good. And they talk about the 700 Club and how, you know, her husband started that. And basically, Pat Robertson stole it from them. He basically stole that show from them. You know, boardroom politics bullshit. And the same thing with those other two people that own the Trinity Broadcasting Network. You know, the Bakers built that, and those two people that run it now, they like stole it from them. It's all this fucking politics. You know, it's just money. Everything's about money. But anyway, you'd think Pat Robertson would have nice things to say, or, you know, just something other than "I hope Sharon rots in hell." You know, that's just, it's weird. These are strange, strange days. But also, oh, another thing in the news was, you know, that Tulsa Baptist priest. I mean, that kind of cracked me up, because actually I read in the Dallas Voice, they have the article, which, you know, Dallas Voice is the Dallas newspaper for gay and lesbian news and everything. They quoted this guy, and he, you know, there's a quote from him from this Oklahoma City television station, KFOR, and he says, "I was set up. I was in the area pastoring to police." Okay. You asked a police officer to go back to your hotel room with you for oral sex. He obviously, he's probably doing the Catholic version of pastoring. I mean, what the hell? You know, he's pastoring? I mean, and it's so funny because once again, and this seems to always be the case, you have these hardline conservative religious people that are so adamantly against homosexuality and they're against gay marriage, and it turns out they're fucking closet cocksuckers. I mean, what is the deal? I mean, I don't understand. Every single time, it never fails. I mean, that's why I think Rick Santorum is gay. I am almost certain that Rick Santorum is a homosexual, and then he loves it. He takes it up the ass from his black assistant that's gay. You know he does. But anyway, that's all right. He's kind of hot, even though he's a conservative jackass. I'd probably do him. But anyway, but yeah, the news, it's so weird. And also, another thing that pissed me off in the news, I wasn't really watching this. I just caught, you know, a bit of the NBC Nightly News. And Brian Williams was doing his normal blah, 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 you know, shit, streams of shit just flowing out of his mouth. But anyway, there was this news report about, you know, the spying on Americans and whether or not it was good or bad. And I was like, why are they even discussing this? This is not up for discussion. What they should be discussing is, how long has this been going on? How many people has this happened to? And when is something going to be done about it? When is the president going to be brought to justice? This is ridiculous. It shouldn't be a question of, is it wrong? Yes, it is wrong. It's against the law. It's against the Constitution. There's an amendment that protects against illegal search and seizure. You need a warrant to spy on people. You need a warrant to go into somebody's home to search their home. There's no debate here. And it really, I found this really scary, scary poll. There's this poll, and I found this on Yahoo News. And, you know, 56% of the people responded that a warrant should be required for search, you know, and seizure for wiretapping. But then 42%, that's unusually high, 42% said that the government should be allowed to monitor without a warrant. I don't understand that. Who are these 42% of people? This is bullshit. And some of these people quoted, they're saying, oh, we're at war, and, you know, if you're doing something wrong, then you shouldn't care that you're being spied. That doesn't matter, because the government can take whatever you say, and, you know, they can say it's a crime for you to say X. You know, that's bullshit. They shouldn't be spying in you, period. And just because we're at war, that's no fucking excuse. That's bullshit. But it really creeped me out, 42%. And I just don't understand. You know, we have this, you know, and I know I'm getting political here, but, you know, politics is something that's very important to me, and I'm just not pleased with the direction this country's headed in. But we have this government that's completely led by Republicans, who, you know, the core of their philosophy is less interference in people's daily lives from the government. They want less government. But the fact of the matter is that they're destroying, and the way that they see that, they're destroying social programs. But while they're destroying social programs, they're invading our lives by listening to our phone conversations and reading our emails. I also saw an article on the Huffington Post that they're opening your mail now. And you know, the Patriot Act, if you go to the library and the books that you check out, you know, if you check out certain books that raises red flags, how is that less government in people's lives? It's ridiculous. There's more government in people's lives than it ever has been before in the past. It's gotten out of control, and I'm so glad that this whole Jack Abramoff, Tom DeLay thing is happening, because it is time to expose these jackasses for what they really are. They're just power hungry, money hungry, old, stupid men. I mean. And all they care about is themselves. And it's really twisted because, you know, and I say this out of the deepest, deepest love for this country. I really, really do love the United States. And I get so angry at the government because things are not going the way that they should. It's not how this nation should be. And I get really angry. And so that's just how I see it. Strange, strange days. But that's enough. No more political commentary. But anyway. Well, I'm getting up here on the minutes. I can't believe how many minutes I've accrued already. I'm up to 21 minutes already. But I hope you enjoyed this edition of Krebs Cast. And I think I'm going to wrap things up right now. And I just, again, want to give a shout out to Donnie over at Fresh and Tasty for, you know, I just want to say that his podcast is really great. I really enjoy that. And also Darren at All Prep No H, his podcast is terrific. So if you're new to podcasting, go listen to that. If you subscribe to my podcast, definitely go check them out too. Also, I just want to remind everybody, again, I am on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes to my podcast. And and also Nathan over at Nathan Exposed, his podcast is hilarious. His previous podcast was really, really funny. It was about manscaping, and he did a really great job on just wrapping that all up and summarizing that up. You can also subscribe to him on iTunes as well. And I also want to let you know that in the future, I am now set up to do joint podcasts and also do just, you know, kind of like an interview format on this. So I'm going to be doing a joint podcast with Dan over at danturning40.blogspot.com. danturning40.blogspot.com. If you haven't checked out his blog, go check it out. He also has a podcast. We're going to be doing something joint together pretty soon here. And anybody else, you know, if you want to participate, I know I've contacted some of you already. Let's do it. Let's do it. It's a lot of fun. We can have a lot of fun doing this. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope y'all have a good week, and I'll talk to you later. Take care.
You have just unfuck yourself, or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck.
Mission has been completed.